I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Most women with breast cancer have some type of surgery as part of their treatment. To talk about new surgical techniques being used in breast cancer treatment is Dr. Nancy DeMore. She's a professor of surgery and medical director of the Breast Center at MUSC. Dr. DeMore, can you give us a brief overview of breast cancer surgery?
Sure. So when a patient is diagnosed with breast cancer, we talk to her about generally two options for the breast. One option is a lumpectomy, and that's where the tumor is removed, but the rest of the breast is preserved, and that's usually followed by radiation. For someone to have a lumpectomy, the tumor needs to be small enough. It needs to be contained to one area of the breast, and they really shouldn't have any genetic mutations that would put them at a very high risk for developing second cancers. And the other option is a mastectomy, which is a complete removal of the breast, and that can sometimes be done with reconstruction.
And what's new in the way of surgical techniques for breast cancer patients?
There's several areas that are new, and one area is in trying to help women who want to have breast conservation obtain that, and the other is better cosmetic results for people who do choose to have a mastectomy. So when we're talking about breast conservation, the first thing that we have to ask is a patient a candidate for that? Do they have the right tumor characteristics? Some people come in and they want to have breast conservation, but their tumor is too large for that. And in that situation, we can give either chemotherapy or hormonal therapy to shrink the tumor.
And then when the tumor shrinks, what happens next for that patient?
If the tumor shrinks, then they can have a lumpectomy and keep their breast. There are some women who either the tumor is in multiple parts of the breast and they're not a candidate for breast conservation, or just for patient choice, they feel more comfortable in having a mastectomy. And in this situation, there are new types of mastectomies that can give a better cosmetic result.
What can you tell us about the effectiveness of the newer types of mastectomies?
For the new types of mastectomies, there have been many studies that have looked at, is there a higher local recurrence rate? And there isn't. So in appropriately selected patients, there isn't a higher local recurrence rate with this type of surgery.
Dr. DeMore, can you tell us about the research you're involved in related to breast cancer surgery?
At MUSC, we have many clinical trials. Some of them do focus on surgery that patients are eligible for. What I'm particularly looking at is for women who do choose to undergo lumpectomy, what's typically done is the patient will have a wire placed in the breast by the radiologist. And what this does, it localizes the tumor so that when we go to the operating room, we know where the tumor is and we can take the breast tissue out surrounding the wire. I'm doing research that we think we may be able to develop a device where we can omit the step of having to have a wire placed and just go directly to the operating room and find the tumor without that additional invasive procedure.
And is this research just beginning now?
Yes, we started it last January and we are in the preclinical stage.
Dr. DeMore, thanks for providing this information about new surgical techniques for treating breast cancer.
Thank you very much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.